SBS Radio.
Isang magandang mandang araw sa inyong muli at syempre sa lahat ng mga tatay, ama, daddy, papa, ano pa ba ang tawag? Sa mga tumatayong ama ng tahanan at sa mga nag-aaruga bilang mga ama, Happy Father's Day po sa inyong lahat, lalo na sabi nga ay sa Australia yan. Dahil sa Pilipinas, ito ay ipinagdiriwang tuwing buwan ng Hunyo. At syempre, medyo puno tayo sa ating studio. Kasama natin ang ating panahin na si Chris Davidson mula sa Savvy Entertainment. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
We will learn from you what is it like to organize an event.
Sure.
And syempre, alam natin, you have lots of Filipino customers.
Yes, I do.
And later with Chris, how is it organizing events? And maybe how is it like to include technology in events?
Yeah.
And maybe in everything that's happening in our life. Speaking of charity, I know that with charity events, you have to organize.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have to ask one expert in the industry of event organizing, Chris Davidson from Savvy Entertainment. How did you get yourself involved in organizing events?
Quite simple. I did a lot of volunteer work for our church.
Oh, wow.
Grew up in the Youth for Christ Ministries and the CFC communities. And so probably as early, I've been in music and DJing since about 15, 16 years. When I joined the youth groups, mm-hmm. I had a chance to just play a bit of music for be their events.
And be organizing. The DJ.
Yeah. But I think I had a lot of passion for, usually once a month they had the sort of like the Handmaids of the Lords, or sort of like the Widowed Mothers that have a disco on a Friday night.
Cool. That's cool.
And so that's, I guess, what helped me be very versatile in what I do in regards to music, because I had to be able to play for
what they
for
like.
The titas,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the mothers. And it was so good because, you know, they'd feed you and that. So
yep. Food.
Food. And what happened over time was that you just fall into these roles.
Mm.
So even after trying to go to uni and doing degrees in
management.
No, I did the very Filipino thing and think, well, how can I make money? So I might go into finance, which was a big mistake.
I did not do
and
that.
And definitely didn't work out too much for very well for me. So even being in finance for 7 years, I always had this passion of how can I actually make events memorable and impactful. And I always went back to, hang on, I'm the most happiest when I see people happy.
Happy. Yeah.
And we have the ability as, whether it be performers in production or anything, to be able to create those events. So like, could be from our technology we use, the social media, but definitely the music for us is what really gets me to that happiness. The biggest thing I found though was that while I was pushing my career in, you know, the banking and finance, I was never really that happy.
Because you're always inside the office.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess what ended up happening is I really pursued what I'd do on the weekends. So every time I wasn't at work for 12 or 14 hours doing horrible jobs, it really just pushed me to really build that side of everything from skill set to the networks that I've created, both in the Filipino community as well as the external community. What happened over time then, naturally, is which is what our biggest network at the moment is corporates and weddings in regards to event planning and creating, is that in the youth ministry, over time, they all started having to get married.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So when it was about, I'd say about 8 or 9 years ago, almost 10 years ago when I had my first wedding client, it was for very minimal pay, but it didn't really matter because I knew them from when they were youth.
Yeah, it's like
giving back to someone that you've known for so long. Yeah,
exactly. And so what ended up happening was that naturally how I grew that network.
And your weekend, which is usually just your savvy entertainment business, went from being just the two-day weekend to the whole week weekend.
That's correct. That's correct. And so then now it's taken a long time. Like, it didn't happen overnight. Anyone that knows anything about being an entrepreneur or a business or creating a business, you go through your ups and downs. Definitely, we go through it, understanding what time of the season. As well, especially with weddings. It's wedding season now. But before, we never used to be busy during winter. But then that's when we realized that, okay, we need to open a corporate event side of the business and market for that side of things.
And it happens during winter?
Yeah, because you've got end of financial year parties, corporate events, awards ceremonies for that. And then when weddings sort of slow down, end of November to December, January, that's when you've got your corporate Christmas parties and things. So we realized over time what was happening.
Yeah.
And the best thing was, over time, I started being able to work with people that I loved working with. So everyone that was pursuing a music career or an entertainment. So everything from MCs, DJs, singers, performers, magicians. So anything that was related to entertainment. Then now, as you were mentioning to me, is also the technology side.
Yeah.
Is thinking of what technology is also out there to really add to the event.
Chris, since it's Father's Day today, I know you're organizing events, birthdays, everything. Also weddings, especially. How are fathers being honored through weddings?
Oh, firstly, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, Dad.
I think fathers are definitely honored. It's one of the probably biggest things in regards to weddings that I'm quite passionate about is that time with your parents. Everything from, you know, whether it be walking down the aisle. Mm. And it's really trying to understand first where the couple is, right? So, for example, both, you know, mums or dads, it's just how can we include them in the wedding? Now, it also depends on if that's what the couple likes, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's awkward situations where
it's all about the couples. Yeah,
definitely. One thing I find, there's different ways. Like, for example, you know, walking down the aisle, sometimes the father will also sing or perform for his daughter.
Mm. Especially in a Filipino family.
Exactly, right? But I think what's really happening now is that the father will say, do a speech, and then lead
and
straight into
the daughter or the son.
Yeah, but what they do is they really just then, rather than wait for later on in the night to dance with his daughter, if they do the speech earlier in the night,
it goes straight into
Straight into the dance.
That part always makes me cry.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
I cry a lot at weddings. So
exactly. So I think they're part of the weddings that we're very, which I find really touching, especially even whether it be father, daughter, mother, son. So sometimes couples don't know that they can do that.
Yeah.
But I always find that it's quite classy. Even when the son goes and picks up his mother.
Yeah. Oh.
For the mother, son. Like sometimes we say to the groom, and for all the grooms out there, generally we won't announce it.
Yeah.
So I'll work with one of our MCs and say, hey, let's not announce it. All we'll do is we'll have a song ready. The groom knows, but let's just surprise the mum.
Yeah. Oh, you know I love
those. Or surprise the dad. One quick story that I had from a couple recently was she was saying, my father is my stepfather, but he's really much a part of my life. Now, how can I include him in our wedding? Because mum wants to walk me down the aisle, not necessarily him, but he's very much been a part of my life the last few years. How can I do that? So once, after talking, understanding the couple, which is what our main role is, especially when it comes to weddings, we decided that we will surprise him with the dance. For, you know, like earlier in the night, we'll just whether he'll do a speech or her mum will do a speech, then we can invite him to a dance. So, you know, fathers.
But yeah, in every wedding, it's also different, and you make it extra special for every couple, isn't
it? Exactly, that's right. So everything from, you know, how they want the day. It's not like what's trending on social media, or like, is it the royal wedding or is it like this? Like, I think we're so quick to compare that I really like to sit down with a couple and say, hang on, what do you actually want? Not what your mum wants.
Yeah.
You know, especially the Filipino mums. I'll be like, hey, you have to have it like this. And
let's have a meeting without your mum.
Yeah, exactly, right? So it's really about, all right, sitting down and go, what's going to make you happy at the end of the day? Because you need to be happy.
That's very true.
Right. And the new technologies are just add-ons.
Yeah, well, you know, you've seen some of our new technology out, whether it be our photo booths or our mirror booths and things like that. It's lighting shows, fireworks and pyrotechnics.
Oh my gosh.
So we work with our preferred suppliers in the industry that definitely aim to create what they're looking for. Now, they are add-ons, but it's almost like it's trying to create what they want.
Yeah.
Right? So
it's representing the couple or the person involved in the event.
But we do still a lot of bespoke weddings, whether it be out in the country. And even if when we do destination weddings overseas, even like in the Philippines, it's going to be done a little bit different as well. So like definitely everyone's unique.
And for those wanting to learn more about your technology and the organizing thing, where can they follow you?
Definitely. We're on social media. Obviously, we've got Savvy Entertainment Group on Facebook. Also under at @Savvy_ENT on Instagram. So that's our definitely one for that side of things. If it's for corporate, we're also on LinkedIn.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.